Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Something unusual doesn't happen that often. The fact that this Grand Slam has no lights, that's the reason we stopped. So, I don't know, I felt like the 5-4 had the momentum and kind of ruined it. So we both managed to win. I don't know what to say.
Stefanos, you seem like a cool guy to me, and I was wondering what aspects of your personality you think you show us when you are on the court.
A very fiery, concentrated. I'm not smiling, so I'm very serious when I play. That's how I feel.
Why?
Because to me it's a serious job, you know. Tennis is something that I make a living off, so I take it very seriously. I try to be very selfish in what I'm doing and not be too emotional or hurt someone's feelings when I'm playing. I think I have to be tough to get the maximum out of it. So that's the main reason I'm so serious and focused and always have that game face. But if I would describe myself, probably, I don't know, optimistic, creative.
You just said that you lost momentum. What do you do in those moments? What do you tell yourself to regain it?
What do you tell myself? Stay in the moment and play the way you played before, because at 5-all I won two games in a row, broke him. I think it was better for him to have that we stopped that moment, so he could, as you saw, he went in, and to me it seemed like he knew more of what he was doing. What do I say to myself? Fight hard.
Yesterday, early in the match, you were a little bit upset with your start, I believe, and you said, where's my mind? It's not here.
Yep.
Can you talk a little bit about what you were going through, and then obviously you picked it up pretty well after that.
Oh, yeah, the start of the match was horrible. Never in my entire, probably, ATP World Tour career until now, never had such a bad start in a match. It felt like I was drowning on my own. I almost got broken twice in the first set, survived that second break, somehow won the first set. I don't know, it was like a miracle to me, because he seemed to have total control of everything. And then I got my mind straight. I don't know, I was just kind of staying. Although it was a breakdown, I was kind of balancing things out somehow. And in the beginning, I don't know if you heard the noise that was coming. Was it from Suzanne Glenn? I'm not sure. Court one, probably. People were booing someone. That was kind of frustrating to me when I was playing. This booing wouldn't stop. And during the points and everything, I don't know. But I shouldn't think of it too much, in my opinion. But to me, at that moment, yeah, everything was going in reverse. And
Stefanos, I'm following up from that. You got pretty frustrated at times during the match, and I learned some nice Greek words from you. Do you sometimes play better when you're able to vent and just get it out instead of, you know?
I had moments in my career until now where I actually played better when I let it go all out. I kind of thought about it sometimes, that if I wouldn't react to that, I probably wouldn't be that, not motivated, but angry when I'm playing. And that gives me kind of a boost when I'm down. But it's not correct. It's not the right attitude. I try to fix it as much as I can. I'm not proud of it.
Stefanos, if I have it right, you just tweeted out an interesting saying that earth and water have always been as they are. Could you reflect on that? What does that mean to you?
I have no clue what that means, because that's an ancient Greek quote, and I don't speak ancient Greek. So all of these quotes that I write are all in ancient Greek. So it's something about water and earth combined together. There's some interesting ones online you can find. I've been doing it in Australia as well. I've been posting in ancient Greek. It seems cool to me, I don't know why.
Stefanos?
Oh, where is it? Here.
Congratulations. You're the first Greek to win three games in a row in Roland Garros since 1936. So what's your reaction? And then do you feel as an ambassador of Greek tennis and of Greece in general?
It's a small country. I don't know. It's cool. Not that we had many tennis players from Greece, but it's cool to be the first one since 1936, you said? Nine, six? Yeah. Yeah, that's not even... That's before Open era. That's fair. Wow. I'm proud to be the first one in Open era, probably, if you would call it this way. I think there's more than that, in my opinion. More records to break than just this.
Hello, Stefanos. Congratulations. You're playing against Stan. It may be the worst time to play against him since 2 years, because he's really returning at not far from his best. Yep. What can you say about that, about his way to return at the top level since a few months?
I know he has been struggling with some injuries, and he had a serious operation recently. So to me, it seems like he has found his form, his game, and as we all know, he did quite well at the French Open, plenty of times, not just once. So he's a dangerous player. He knows clay very well, and he has a big game.
Stefanos, how is your YouTube channel doing after Australia Open? It kind of boomed. And did Casey Neistat contacted you, and do you have anything planned with him?
I think it's obvious that it went big after this long time now, since Australian Open. He contacted me, yeah, a few days ago. Gave me his phone number. That's cool.
Back to your... Getting through the first week, you had a real dominant performance in the first round, and the last two have been really good fights. Really, you struggled and had a good battle with Delian, and then again today with Krajinovic. How would you assess your performance over the first week, and do you feel you're ready for a big battle with Stan?
It all depends how I start the match. If I start the match well, if I start the match by taking an advantage from early on, he's much older than me. I'm much younger than him, so I think when it comes to physical, I guess I have a little bit of advantage, but when it comes to experience, he's a bit more experienced than me, so yeah, it's, what was the question? I forgot.
A little bit about how you felt about your first three rounds and your performance.
I could have been easier, to be honest with you. I didn't make it easier for me. I don't know if, not, I mean, not teasing, but making things tougher than I should. And if I reverse that and do the exact opposite of that in the next match, it might help me on my long run performance here in Roland Garros.
Stefanos, how are you finding the 25-second rule between serves? I know that's something we talked about at Next Gen, when you had to get your own towel, and that was talked about quite a bit. How are you finding it? Do you find it? Is it rushing you? Is your pace good enough where you're in the moment now, or do you feel like that 25 seconds is enough, or would you prefer more? Just talk about that a little bit.
I haven't noticed the 25-second shot clock thing at all. I don't even think about it. Now that you reminded me, I just thought about it. That actually exists. No, nothing to add. I mean, 25 seconds is 25 seconds. I think it's fair for everyone. I might take sometimes more time than my opponents, which happens sometimes. But nothing to add on that.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew in a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.